Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning. The show can be contagious.
Well, hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 30 minutes. Thank you so very much for tuning in this evening. We've got a great show planned for you tonight. I am very excited, because we have been talking with people over the time span and about tonight's broadcast. And as a matter of fact, this happens to be one of the shows that we got a message from one of our callers and asked if we would do this particular show. So I'm very excited to bring this particular broadcast to you all this evening. It's going to be one that I believe is going to be perhaps not only educational, but quite informative for many of you all out there. So let's just sit back and take a look and see what we're in schedule for tonight. But before we go ahead and get started, what I would like to do is go ahead and do the routine housekeeping that I normally do, and that is in terms of sharing stuff with you all about, you know, my book, my coaching services, and other services that I provide over the Internet. And you can certainly go to my website at drjessewalker.com and have a look, take a look, and be able to make some purchases if you want to, or if you go in and do, you can sign up for some free information that I'm offering on the website, relationship maintenance tips that come out monthly. Give us your email, and we'll certainly send you some information on that. Also, my book is called After the Passion, Now What? It's available in paperback. Is also available in it's an electronic book as well. It's an electronic book, and so it is also available out there if you want it in e-book. You can also pick it up at Amazon.com. It's a little bit more at Amazon.com, but nevertheless, it's there. So my book is called After the Past, Now What? And it is available. All right, we're going to also bring in my co-host who is there with me with all the shows. She's been there for a long time. And she's going to tell you a little bit about herself and how you can get in touch with her and get her book. She's got two books that are actually out there. One is out, and I think the other one is coming out soon. But she will definitely come in and tell you about her project and how you can certainly get to them. So I encourage you, if there's a topic at any point in time that you would like us to talk about, please send us an email at online@drjessewalker.com. All one word, online@drjessewalker.com, and we will be more than happy to let you know that we'll consider doing the topic that you want us to do. All right, without further ado, let's go ahead and bring in my co-host, Ms. Audrey Blake. Ms. Blake, welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. You're on the air live.
Hi, Dr. Walker. How are you doing this afternoon?
I am doing just wonderful. I trust you're doing well also.
Yes, I am. I'm awesome. Yes, I was listening to you talk about your books and You really do have a really good book. I have it, a copy myself. And so I definitely encourage people to check that out. Just to tell you a little bit about myself to our listeners who may be new on the call, I am a professionally certified life coach. That's pretty much my career at this time. And what I do, I specialize in helping people to reduce their stress levels. I have a variety of techniques that are tried, proven, and true. And I work with individuals on how to de-stress. I think that's something that's really needed in today's world with people under so much stress because it affects the body. The other thing that I do is I'm a writer's coach. I have several clients that because I do have books out and I have written books, I help people write books. I coach them in writing their first book or perhaps their next book. So if anybody out there is interested in either one of those services, you can contact me by going to my website, yourprofessionallifecoach.com. yourprofessionallifecoach.com. And then also, as you mentioned, I do have a couple of books out there already. I'm really excited about the second edition that's going to be coming out of Falling in Love with Me. And if you'd like to get a heads up on how to get it, it will be in stores in the next 3 months is what I've been told. But it is possible to purchase the book directly through me from the publisher before that time. And you can just simply send me an email or contact me through fosteringleaders.org. Or you can give me a call at 770-866-2162. And for any of the things that I've spoken about tonight, books or coaching services or speaking engagements, you can contact me at fosterleaders.org or the phone number 770-866-2162. And Dr. Walker, I'll end up with this one thing. There is an e-book out there that I write under a pen name, and it's called Dying to Wake Up. I think it's a good read. You'll definitely get your money's worth. It's only $4.99 with a lot of good information and reading. And so if you go to Amazon.com and look up Dying to Wake Up, that is another book that is available, and that will be coming out in hard copy eventually. I would say look for it sometime by next summer. That's it, Dr. Walker.
Okay, excellent. I'm always impressed with that name, Dying to Wake Up. I don't know if you want to give a little excerpt from the book, if you want to tell them a little bit about it. I know that it's forthcoming. I think I heard you say next summer. But, because that topic is so, that's one of the best titles that I have ever heard. And, I mean, I even look forward to that one day becoming a TV production. Or a movie production,
well,
I should say.
Actually, I do live in Atlanta, and I have been having some discussions with some producers about that. And when I say it's coming out next summer, I'm talking about the hard copy, for those of you who like to have a hard copy. But it's available right now as an e-book. So to give a quick excerpt, very brief, basically I just tell people it's about a main character. Her name is Shelley. She's a 34-year-old at the top of her professional game. And I just ask you to imagine sitting on top of the world, and then one day the world is sitting on top of you. And she meets the man of her dreams only to discover that she is dying. And it's definitely not a grim book. It's full of romance and surprise.
Wow. That is really beautiful. I mean, that just sort of took me aback. It's so beautiful. It is so beautiful. How do you get any better than that? Oh my goodness, that's got to be horrifying.
I encourage people to check it out. If you're an e-book reader, go on Amazon.com and just look up Dying to Wake Up. Type it in under books, and it'll pop right up. I've gotten some reviews on it, and it's exciting. It really is. And I look forward to making it a movie one day.
Oh, good, good, good. Well, are you ready for this evening's broadcast? I don't know if you gave people information on how to contact you if they need your life coaching services.
Yes, I did, and through my website or calling me at 770-866-2162.
Okay, all right. Then, okay, are you ready for tonight's show?
I am. I think it's a very insightful show, and hopefully we will give a lot of great information out there.
Okay, tonight's topic, you know, we got this from one of our listeners that sent an email, and they asked if we could do a show on this. We kind of touched on it, I guess, a few weeks back, and we said that that's a show by itself. And sometimes we get caught up into so many different broadcasts until people really start to take stock, and they remember, and then they'll send us an email. And, of course, we certainly give consideration to it. Tonight's topic is what are we doing? Should old-fashioned traditions still be considered, or should they still be expected in today's relationships or marriages? Should old-fashioned traditions still be expected in today's relationships or marriages? What comes to your mind when you hear that topic, Ms. Blake?
Well, I think a little things, Dr. Walker. Something as simple as opening my car door for me. You know, that's a lost art sometimes, or they leave it after the first date.
Okay, all right, okay. Okay, something as simple as opening your car door, that's very important, and I can tell with a lot of people. So you're thinking that that's one of the traditional things that should not be, you know, that should still remain in today's time, would you say?
Yes, and what I'm talking about really is broader than opening a car door. I'm talking about chivalry. You know, just showing the woman you love common kindness and courtesy. I think that's important.
All right. Okay, so opening the door. What about, and we're going to get into the story momentarily, but what about those cases or situations where, you know, you have maybe some younger generations now whose parents, let's say particularly the father, was maybe sort of rigid in the relationship, you know, a certain way, and now that he's married, the young man is growing up and he's now married, and this will be pretty much like along the lines of our story tonight. He wants to run his household pretty much like maybe he grew up in the home seeing his father run that, where, you know, the mother should always be barefoot and pregnant, or the woman should be barefoot and pregnant. What do you think about things like that when men are starting to kind of subscribe to things like as such?
I think that people do, there's some things that you need to adapt and adjust to. Not everything, you know, has to be back in the day, because there was a different society then. And I find that sometimes, and I haven't heard tonight's story yet, so that'll shed some light on it for me. But I find that sometimes men want to have that domineering role, but
uh-huh.
They don't want to take on the responsibilities that used to come with that. In other words, they may want to have all the say-so in the household, but they're not trying to be bringing in all the money in the household. So just something to think about.
I do think about that. That is a very interesting point. In today's society, what do you find to be different, you know, when maybe women back in the day, other than the fact that they say that some of the women didn't work, when in fact that's not all true? They did, in fact. You know, many of them did work. What do you find to be different?
Well, I think one thing to be different, I know in my marital experience even, is the expectation of a woman to do all the cooking. Now, that doesn't always happen. You have some great men that have even come on the show and say they cook. But the expectation when you have two people working outside the home that one person will have the majority of the household work responsibility, I think that's a little unrealistic when both people are going outside every day and bringing in money to sustain the household.
Yeah, I agree with that. But see, you know, there was a time, I mean, I guess more or less maybe our generation of grandparents may have been some of those that may have had the opportunity to stay home. But it may not and not work, but not in all cases. But when the woman is out there working, then that's actually, you know, that's an equal. She's being an equal out there. So it
right.
is kind of get to the point where it's rough. And you can't
right.
you can't have those expectations where she needs to be in here doing all of this work, just like I'm working. And so that doesn't account for anything. That doesn't set up anything. You know, so she's out there and she should get that fair treatment just as if the same way that the man is out to work, and she's doing the same thing. So she's having it tough as well. So those are things that we really need to keep under consideration. So, you know, because when I think about it, you know, those are some of the reasons why people have arguments, because
right.
people have said, you know, various things. Let's get ready for the story tonight. Are you ready?
Okay. Yes.
All right. Here we go. Our characters are Evelyn and Frank. Evelyn and Frank. Evelyn and Frank both in their late 40s. Evelyn and Frank both in their late 40s dated 6 weeks before deciding to get married. Now, They received marital counseling for roughly four sessions. They attended four sessions of marital counseling. Now, during their sessions, both presented issues about the other that was of grave concern. Now, some of Evelyn's concerns included the following. Number one, she felt that Frank's temperament, in terms of easily getting upset and taking his frustrations out on her, she felt that. She also felt that he was ordering her as if he wanted to make demands as opposed to being there and asking her in kind ways to do something. She also felt that he showed signs that women belong in the kitchen. They should always be cleaning, cooking. They should work just like he does, he felt. And they should be the primary caretaker for their children if they had any together. And the woman, he felt, also should always, always, always humbly submit to him, with him having the last word always. Well, one of the other things now, his attitude, according to Evelyn, reminds her of how some men in the 50s and 60s acted towards their spouses in stories that she read about, okay, and was heartbroken about. And she just didn't like that. Now, Frank insists his ways are the best and the right way because that's how his father ruled and his father before him. Now they're in their 8th month of marriage, which leaves Evelyn to second-guess her decision as to whether she did the right thing in getting married to Frank, who is clearly stuck into old-fashioned traditions when it comes to the roles of married women or women in relationships. Now, the question becomes that we start out with, which, of course, tonight's topic is, should old-fashioned traditions still be expected in today's relationships or marriages? Ms. Lay, what do you think? Should they now that you've heard this story.
Yeah, because it had to do with the definition of traditions were. I think it's very variation. You always hear me say that. Now, as far as his name is Frank, is that correct? Dr. Walker?
Yes, Frank and Evelyn.
Okay.
Frank and Evelyn.
Frank is tripping. Okay, I'm just going to take the gloves off early tonight. You know, Frank must have lost his mind. He must be on crack. It sounds like he has seen that example over the years, and he thinks that's the way it should be. But he has to realize that he is married, or he has married someone in a newer or more modern time, and he cannot expect some of the what he thinks is right to necessarily be right. So, I mean, I'm hearing they went to counseling, and sounds like she noticed some of these things already. I'm not sure why that wasn't addressed during counseling.
Well, you know, I agree with you. Well, you know how it is, and I think you will agree that a lot of times when people go to their premarital counseling, they have already made up their mind, you know, that they're going to go ahead and get married because they have that in-love feeling. And so they just figure, you know what, let me go ahead and do this. So if there are any warning signs, which usually there are, then people just have a tendency to just go ahead and ignore them. So, I mean, she had to have seen these things. But like the usual cases, people just ignore them. They don't seem to take stock on them. We'd love to hear from our callers tonight as well. If you want to speak to the issue, just simply press 1. If you think that Frank has any validity, if there's any validity in what Frank is thinking, that the woman should be in the kitchen, she should be cleaning, cooking, you know, barefoot and pregnant, we'll take our first caller for the evening, and we'll go to 954-226. Who do we have on the air with us this evening?
Hi, Dr. Walker. It's Rose.
Rose, thank you for joining us. Rose, give us your
Rose.
Take on.
Hi, Ms. Blake.
Give us your take on this tonight. Is Frank has Frank fallen and bumped his head or what?
It sounds to me like he has. you know, I don't know. Frank needs to live by himself. He needs to not have a wife. Because obviously he doesn't know how to treat one. Maybe he is just so stuck in the old world, you know, where he saw his grandparents growing up, where the grandmother stays home and just cater to the grandfather, you know. At that time it was fine. That's all they knew, and at that time, mostly the grandparents might be stay-home moms, so they were like homemakers or, homemakers. And then they stay home and they just cater to their husbands, and it doesn't matter what the husband does, you know, they stay with them because that's just the way they probably were brought up. And for that era, it was okay for them. They didn't find a problem with it. They stayed, but they didn't go out working. Nowadays, you find that women are working just as hard or sometimes even harder than the men. And so when she gets home, she's just as tired. And it's totally unfair for him to expect her to cater to him and to do everything as if, you know, he's looking at his grandma, you know. So I think Frank might have hit his head somehow and is not thinking straight.
I think that that's a very valid point, those are what you said. And you know, just as the story indicated, that his attitude, he insists his ways are the best and the right way because that's how he saw his father. So you're right. You know, usually sometimes people model stuff. Because he saw this is how his father ruled, and as a result, it was also how his father before him ruled as well. Let's go to phone lines once again, 305-684. Thank you. You're on the Dr. Jess Walk Show. Who do we have on the air this evening?
Hey, Dr. Walker, this is Tim.
Tim, thank you for joining us this evening. Tim, what do you think? Do you think women belong barefoot and pregnant and in the kitchen?
Once again, I'm on your show again, and I'm agreeing with Rose. So I'm going to stop calling your show because Rose and I just don't get along right like that. I said, once again, I'm on your show, and I'm agreeing with Rose. And Rose and I are not supposed to be agreeing.
Hi, but Tim. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you, Rose? Miss Blake,
good.
How are you?
I'm great, Tim. Welcome to the show.
Thanks. Good. Listen, I think that dude bumped his head twice. If you think a woman gonna sit around and be barefoot and pregnant these days and time, nah, he must be crazy. You got women doing just as much as us men now, and
right.
Yeah, they come home and they're tired, they're exhausted. But she shouldn't have to cater to him, but she can't forget that is her husband, and she does have to take care of him as well.
Okay, so Tim, let me ask you, should that be an equal thing? He looks out for her just as much as she looks out for him. Should anybody keep anecdotals or records or measurements? What do you think?
No, it should be an equal thing. It really should be an equal thing. I mean, if she's coming home, she's exhausted, she's tired, and, you know, he may have been home for a little while or whatever, he's gotten a little bit of rest, so yeah, he should probably pick up some of the slack for her and give her a little break.
Okay. All right. That's an interesting perspective. We're going to, and you know, I tend to agree, and I think we're all saying the same thing, even the importance of women being treated as equals as opposed to men taking them on with the role that they're supposed to. Now, what about situations where people place demands? And we're going to go to the phone lines again in a moment, and then we'll take some of the comments that are also coming in. But what about, let me send this to Ms. Blake. Ms. Blake, what about situations where women, you know, that have these type of men, and then they start to defend themselves by telling them, you know, I work just as hard as you do. You know, there's nothing that you're not doing that I'm not doing. Maybe I'm not working as physically as hard, but I am out there sweating. I'm out there being that breadwinner. You touched on that earlier, and so did Rose. And, I mean, and Tim did as well. So, what about those women who are defending themselves and they have to go through this and they've gone through it for periods of 3, 4, 5 years? I mean, how unnecessary is that?
It's very unnecessary. And again, I'm going to go deep here because it brings up deeper problems. I mean, I've been married before, as I've shared. I'm single now. But, you know, it brings up deeper issues. You know, people, it brings up even issues as far as sexuality and in the bedroom and romance, because then men start complaining, well, you know, you're not taking care of my needs. Well, I'm tired. Well, guess why I'm tired? You know, this is the scenario. People don't realize that they have to support each other, Dr. Walker, and that's part of the issue right there is, again, you have a woman going out every day and, you know, working out there outside the home, and she's not home, and he's doing the same thing. So when he steps back in the house, he should be doing some of the same things that she would have done if she was in the home. I think that's important. I'll touch on something else a little later, though, when there's an agreement for it to be different.
Okay. All right. All right. I think that's a very valid point that you touched on, and I think that people need to hear that more often than not. Let's go to the phone lines again and see what we've come up with. We're going to let's go to 980-263. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Who do we have on the air with us this evening?
Good evening, Dr. Walker. This is Homer.
Homer, thank you for joining us. We do appreciate you calling in. Homer, what is your take on, you know, people, perhaps the question tonight, should old-fashioned traditions still be expected in today's relationships or marriages?
No.
Okay.
No.
Give us your rationale as to why you say no.
Times have changed. People need to change. Women need to go out and work and make money, and those days of staying home and taking care of the kids, those days are over with. This is a two-income, you need two-income families now. So I think women need to go out and carry their weight just like men do.
Okay, all right. So we're going to go to Rose in a moment and give her an opportunity to respond maybe to that or something that has already been said. Rose?
Hi. I just have a question. Homer.
Mm-hmm.
He just said that women need to go out there and work just like the man mm-hmm. does. But my question is, when she does that at home, does the man need to help her with the housework also, since she goes out and help him by working out there? Do you think that when at home that he need to also help with the chores at home?
Go ahead, Homer. No, I was saying he needs to do as much as he can just to keep the peace.
To keep the peace. So you're saying he only needs to do that just to keep the peace, not because it's meaningful. Rose, we'll give you a chance to respond to that. Do you think that that's fair, Rose, that the man should only do it to keep the peace in the home?
You know, I only asked that question because Homer said, I'm not sure if I'm saying his name correctly, said that the woman need to go out there and work because they need a two-income in order to support the family at home. She needs to go out there. So therefore, if she needs to go out there to help him support the family, then I believe it's only fair that he needs to help her at home. He needs to help her with the washing and the cooking and everything that she has to do at home, because it's not fair that she has to go out there and work and then come back at home and do all these things at home, you know, by herself.
All right. That's an interesting point. We're going to go back to Tim and get that perspective. Tim, what do you think? The man, how do you feel about what Homer has said, that the man should do these things just to maintain peace in the home? How important is that, Tim?
That, honestly, yeah, it's important. It's important to keep peace in the home, that's for sure. But I kind of disagree because, yeah, you should help out. A man should help out at home as well. The wife is out there working hard. He's out there working hard. Y'all need to come together and keep the house together. And, yeah, you definitely got to try to keep peace in the house. And the best way to keep peace in the house, you better get on the job and do it.
All right. Okay. Well, let's play. As a life coach, if you had a couple sitting before you in a coaching session, and the man made a comment like that, you know what, I'm only going to do something just to keep peace in the home, but this isn't really what I want to do. What, if anything, would you say to them?
Well, I would tell him straight up his motivation is wrong, because I'm just pretty straightforward. You know, one of the things I say to all my clients is I ask them, I said, do I have permission to be honest with you? And so
okay.
I would honestly let him know that his motivation is wrong, because it's a line of thinking. And I really need to say this, that, you know, we're thinking on a small scale right now. We're talking probably about the average person that may require two incomes to come into the home. Now, if it's a situation where they don't need two incomes, where before they got married, this guy knew he was wealthy or had enough to sustain them comfortably, and it was discussed, you know, you don't have to work, I'll bring the money in, all I want is the household taken care of and the children. Now, that could mean he wanted her to do it, or it could mean hire staff and make sure it gets done. But that's on a different level. If that's understood, then that's a different story. But what I hear in tonight's story is they never had an understanding, and therein lies the problem.
Right, and I agree with you. I certainly do agree with you. That is a major problem. That's a major problem, and we're going to start to take some of the comments shortly. But I do want to go and address another issue, and I want to address that issue with Homer. Homer, let me just ask this question. What if the shoe were on the other foot? And, you know, the wife was pretty much the breadwinner, and you couldn't find a job. Do you feel now that you should be taking on the role of cooking, washing, cleaning, doing the laundry, all of these things? What do you think about that?
I think that if the shoe was on the other foot, I'm in trouble. I think I would be in serious trouble, because women are not built to handle that type of pressure, Dr. Walker. It's been documented and it's been studied that women are just not built to handle that type of pressure. So if it's a situation where I'm the one that's not working and she's the breadwinner, I'm thinking I'm going to have to work two jobs because, you know, if you're in that type of situation, you're in trouble. I mean, that's the way I would see it. I'm in trouble then. But I just wanted to go back to what Dr. Blake said when she was referring to that. She would have a, you know, a candid conversation with the two couples. My thing would be when I say keep the peace, well, you got to keep the peace just in order to get a piece of cake, you know, at the end of the day. So you have to keep the peace because a happy wife makes a happy life. And if the wife ain't happy, the home ain't happy. So, you know, you do what you need to do. And she says, you know, I need you to wash dishes tonight. Okay, that's tonight. Well, what about tomorrow? Well, tomorrow's another day. We'll discuss tomorrow when it happens. But I'm just saying, right now, we're just discussing today. And today, if the peace in the home is going to be so I can sit down and enjoy myself, I'll wash dishes so you can give me peace. That's the way I see it.
Okay, so you want the peace so you can watch maybe your football game or basketball, sports events.
Well, not, I mean, for that, too, and also, you know.
It's deeper than that, Dr. Walker.
Yeah, you know, keep the peace to get a piece of cake. I'm just saying, that's how it works.
Okay, all right.
He's
wow.
a smart man,
well,
Dr. Walker. He just keeps keeping
it real.
Yeah,
yeah, you know, you want to make the woman, if the woman is happy, it is said that if the woman is happy in the home, then the home is happy. So I can understand that. I mean, I certainly can understand that. But now let's take a look. What if, I mean, don't you think the women are smart enough, Homer, that they can tell when you're not genuinely into this? What do you think about that?
Well, see, you got to be in tune with your partner and understand what's going to make her happy so you can be able to fake it enough so she can not realize that you're faking it. I'm just saying, Dr. Walker, you have to be in tune with your partner so she can understand that you're not faking it. I mean, that you're faking it, but, you know, that's acceptable to her. I mean, what man wants to come home and cook? I mean, honestly, let's just be honest with ourselves. What man wants to come home and cook? What man wants to come home and wash clothes? I mean, if a woman's worked 8 hours, she don't want to do it either. Now, if you're home all day.
But you do have
know.
Some men that really don't
right.
mind coming home to cook. They
right.
will, as a matter of fact, some of them come home in the home, and that becomes their role outside of the job. They come home Ooh. To cook, you know, mm-hmm. and there's an expectation. And I know some of them personally that they're the ones that do all of the cooking. So, you know, I think roles are not necessarily changing, but I just think that people are sitting down and they're talking about these different roles. And it's almost as if, you know what, it's not like it used to be. Let me go to Tim and ask him, Tim, I mean, don't you think that that's important that people can just say, well, you know what, it doesn't have to be that way anymore. This was the way that my great-grandparents did it. These were the ways that my parents did it. You know, let me break that tradition. How important is that? And of course, everything depends on people's situation and circumstances.
Well, it's just going along with the changing times, Dr. Walker. You have to evolve with everything else that's going on. Women are going to go out there and do what we did as, you know, back in the day. They're working harder than we are now. And they're doing all these big careers and jobs and all that stuff. And they come home and they're tired. And, you know, some men have small jobs or, you know, a less harder career or whatever. And they're coming home taking care of the kids and taking care of the house and they're cooking and stuff like that. One thing for me, you better not ask me to cook. You sure know what I
mean. Okay. All right.
And Dr. Walker.
All right, yes, go ahead, Ms. Blaine.
The important thing here is, and I would say this to my clients, it's whatever works for the couple.
Correct.
So it's not a problem until one of the couple, one person in the relationship has a problem with it. You know, so there are some women who just, that's the role. They're cool with it. They knew it going in. They don't have a problem with it. There are other women who would look at him and say, you must be crazy. So it has to do with the couple. Some men love to cook. Some men don't want you to wash their clothes. You know, it's all of that. So it depends on the couple.
Now, Dr. Walker, let me say this. Now, me personally,
go ahead.
I don't mind.
Go ahead.
I don't mind cleaning. I don't mind washing clothes. I don't mind washing dishes. I do mind cleaning the bathroom. I don't like the toilet part. That's, but I can make it through that. But don't ask me to cook. That's
uh-huh.
the only thing. Just
wow.
Don't ask me to cook because you won't eat. I'm sorry. I don't know how to
cook. But you can go out and get some food, right?
Yeah, that depends. Now, if it's a game on, I ain't going nowhere. I'm sorry.
Wow.
They better deliver it.
Well, there you go. That works.
I'm
agreeing with him. You know, there's more than one way to address it. You know, because some men can't cook. You know, it's like when I first got married, my husband washed clothes and really messed up some of my lingerie. And after that, I was like, baby, I wash clothes. It worked.
Yeah, he did that on purpose.
Did he? Well, it worked. It worked.
Okay, I think that's an interesting point. Yeah, go ahead, Ms. Blake, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, so, you know, you can there's compromise. There's other ways to handle it. And, you know, today's woman, we come home and we're really tired. Some of us will just go out. And, you know, you just be home hungry, unfortunately.
Yeah, uh-huh. That happened, too.
Now, maybe that's okay. Why I'm single. I don't know.
That's definitely.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. All right. Let's take some of the comments that have come in. We're going to ask each one of you all perhaps to comment on them. And in some cases, we may ask more than one individual to comment. And again, tonight's show is should old-fashioned traditions still be expected in today's relationships or marriage? And maybe we'll go to Rose and give her the first one. Rose, the question becomes, the young lady writes in, she says, I'm 43 and watched how my father did things around the house to help my mom. He did not treat her like she was a slave. Instead, he treated her as his equal. That's the same type of man I married, one who would treat me as an equal, and he does. What are your comments on that, Rose?
Oh, that is great. And I think that's only fair. I say more men need to be like that.
Okay, that's fair enough. You know,
Tim, you need to be like that.
Wow. Tim, did you hear that?
I'm trying to ignore her. I've already agreed with her twice. And I'm done agreeing with her now.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, I mean, that's a good point, Rose, that you brought out. You know, this lady is 43 and she watched her father. I think modeling, Ms. Blake, when you hear how people model certain behaviors, I mean, you know, certain things that, you know, the children live what they learn. I mean, for her to pick up on something like that's the kind of man that I want to marry, and she ended up doing just that. I'm thinking you can't get it any better than that. What are your thoughts?
Right. I think I applaud her on having the wisdom to choose a man that would emulate the qualities of her father.
Okay. All right, then. Let's go to the next comment. And as we take a look at that next comment, this male writes in, I think we should turn back to the old-fashioned ways because women do not get it right when they are always trying to challenge the man because they also work, he says. I think women should play a more domestic role in the home, raising children, cooking, and cleaning. I'm only 37, and that's how I truly feel. Wow, he seems relatively young. Ms. Blake, let me give you that one. Then we're going to go to home.
Well, I think, first of all, he needs a life coach. You can decide if you would be best for me.
I like that.
Let's start there. He's being totally unrealistic. And my question to him would be, are you able to sustain a household very comfortably, you know, with just your income? So just something for him
okay.
to think about.
I think that that's an excellent question to him. Is he able to sustain the household with just his income? Homer, let me go to you. What do you think? This guy is 37, and he says that the women, you know, times need to be revert back to when the women pretty much barefoot and pregnant, you know, take on those more domestic roles of cleaning and cooking and raising children. What do you think? Is this guy on point, Homer?
He's going to be dating women in their 50s because he's not going to find women in his age. Women in their 50s, because he's not gonna find no woman in his age group that's willing to do that. Nah, that doesn't happen out there. This is a different group.
Not in their fifties either.
It's a different group. See, these women don't want to do that. They want to. They don't want to be barefoot and pregnant. They want to be your equal, and they want to be considered an equal. And they consider that to be that you're not looking at them on the same level as you are. So they're like, no way. And the first thing you hear is, my mama didn't do that.
Absolutely.
Okay, and so exactly. and you know, rightfully so. I think that's important. That the women should have it where they're not out here having to do all of these, you know, these demands are placed on them, you know. And I think it's important that, like in the story, you know, Evelyn had an expectation that he would treat her kindly. Let's go back to Evelyn just for a second. Ms. Blake, what would you tell Evelyn if you were coaching her? Because now here she's got a husband who, I mean, after only a few months of dating him, they got married. I mean, after 6 months, and now they're in their 8th month of marriage, and she's reconsidering this relationship here, you know, this marriage, in fact.
Well, I wouldn't tell her to give up, first of all, but she should have a strong and serious conversation with him about her expectations. I would also just be honest with her as a life coach and say, why didn't you pay attention to these things early on? Because you already saw them, you know. But once she comes to terms with that, I would tell her to really be clear to him that this is just not going to be acceptable for her. Not demanding, but just be clear that it's not going to happen that way. And then he has some decisions to make.
Okay, and she has some decisions to make, or he has some decisions to make.
Well, they both do, but I would start with, I would put it back, the ball back in his court. And help him to realize that this is not the way it's going to be. That's not who I am. That's not who you married. Now he needs to look at, are you going to try to be more realistic, or is it just that important to you that you get this unrealistic person because I'm not her?
All right, but the thing is, I mean, even with the guy who sent in that comment, just like with Frank in the story, I mean, the guy who sent in this comment that women need to revert back to the old-fashioned ways. I mean, when you're thinking about it, this guy is 37, and he said that's the way he feels. That's a fairly young guy by comparison. And I'm thinking, people don't change overnight. If he modeled
they
this,
don't.
If he saw this modeled in the home, then chances are, I mean, this is who he is. And, I mean, it may take 15 to 20 years of going through a torturous type of relationship with somebody. I mean, I feel sorry for the woman because, I mean, who has that kind of patience to just sit there, and Tim was saying it earlier, until he gets himself together? What do you think, Ms. Blake?
Nobody does. I mean, first of all, he's being totally unrealistic, and I would just tell him that. And it's odd to hear somebody that age be that unrealistic, you know. They say there's somebody for everybody. Perhaps there is somebody out there who has been brainwashed to the fact that they may fit that role. I don't know. But it would be very unusual.
Yeah, I agree with you. That they say there's somebody for everybody. But, I mean, I can't see anybody that wants to stick with him like this here. Now, you know,
yeah,
someone said it earlier.
He's unrealistic.
Homer may have said it earlier, but he needs somebody in there probably in their 80s or 90. I mean, he's 37. He probably needs somebody in the 80s or 90s. That
no, those people that he needs, the people, the person, the woman that he needs is no longer alive.
That might even be a better point. Okay, so that's something to think about. Let's take another comment. We'll go to Tim on this one. This email writes in, she says, I ended up leaving my husband after only 2 years because he wanted to try and control every single thing I did, including what soap to use in the home and what foods we're going to eat. Wow. Is that really controlling? Tim, what do you think?
No, I think a man should control his wife like that. He should tell her when to get up in the morning, what brush to use, you know, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Okay. All right, Rose, I'm sure you want to comment on that.
I just have one question for Tim. Tim, are you married?
Rose, I've been married, what, 1, 2, 3, 4. are you talking about married right now?
If you've been married so many times, I could understand why. And Tim, if you don't go get some counseling for the way you actually feel, I don't think you should ever stay in a marriage for a very long time.
But Rose, how do you know it was my fault that the marriage ended?
What he said?
You're saying, Tim, that it's not your fault that the marriage has ended?
That's right. It wasn't my fault. It wasn't my fault that all six of my marriages ended, or seven.
It wasn't your fault. It wasn't your fault.
So what do you do when you get just upset? You just bail out, Tim?
No, man, because Dr. Walker and Homer, y'all know, y'all men, you get bored with these women because they always trying to tell you what you can and cannot do. I'm watching a game on TV, and she telling me, no, I want to watch Lifetime. Okay, it's time for a divorce. You need to go. It's time for a divorce.
No, y'all
can't watch the Heat. Come on. I mean, there's another TV in the other room. Go to the other room. Why are you bothering me?
That's why you have multiple TVs. That's why. That's
correct.
Why you have
exactly. Go to the other room. I don't want to watch that TV. I want to watch this.
She's just like, okay, I want to be in this particular room at that particular time. So, Tim, you're saying whoever's watching first come, first serve, who's ever watching the TV first, the other one should go in the other room to bring comfort to them?
No, Dr. Walker. The man has one TV. That's whatever TV he chose.
TV he's watching. TV. That's right.
That's his TV. If he decides to get up and go in the living room and watch that TV, I guarantee you that woman going to want to come over there and take that TV over too, eventually.
Wow. So you're saying then, if I hear you correctly, you're saying that the woman, could it be that the roles are changing, that now the women are becoming more controlling? Is that what I hear you saying, Tim?
Oh, they're very controlling. They try to get you to cook now, you know. We're not supposed to be cooking. We're not made to cook. We're not made to cook.
Don't you want
to
eat? Don't you want to eat?
Yeah, that's your job. You feed me.
Is it my job to go to work?
Yeah, you're supposed to get out there and go to work, too.
All right, let's take a few more comments. We're going to ask you to stand by. Let's take another one here. This female, we're going to take two more comments because we're running out of time. We've got about 4 minutes left. This female writes in, she says, unfortunately, my aunt allowed, Ms. Blake, we're going to give you this one. She says, unfortunately, my aunt allowed her husband to control her for so many years in their marriage. She was later heartbroken to find out he was leading a double life with an entirely different family where he had 3 children with this other woman. By the time my aunt found out, he had already divorced her. It appears the other woman had all freedom and liberty while my aunt lived in a rigid world with him. Life and relationships, she says, are not fair. Ms. Blake, what do you think? This guy had, while he was on one end being rigid with his wife, you know, he was out there where the other woman had all the freedom and liberty, and they had 3 children together. What do you think about something like that?
Well, I'll say this briefly, and I may be wrong, but I doubt it. I'm doing a Charles Barkley here. You know, women, we know stuff. I don't see how in the world, unless this lady has some kind of mental illness, that she didn't know. I would dare to say 90% of women out there whose husbands cheat on them, they already know. So I'm not buying it. Because we have some built-in radar that we pick up on different things, you
all
know,
right.
But we choose, some choose to turn a blind eye.
All right. Now, even though it's after the fact, she's divorced. I mean, she's heartbroken. I mean, this could hurt her even, once you're divorced and you're heartbroken, could it hurt any more, Ms. Blake? I mean, you know, it's already after the fact.
It'll hurt as long as you let it. You know, at some point you have to say it's time to move on.
All right. Well, I'm going to ask each one of you all to touch just maybe 15 seconds or less on this one. We'll start with Rose. This female writes in, she says, to all the women out there, if a man is still trying to keep you barefoot and pregnant and stuck in his old-fashioned ways, then you should reevaluate your relationship because you just might not be getting much out of your relationship and even your marriage. She says times have changed. Rose, what do you think?
Totally agree with her. Times has changed.
All right. Okay. Homer, let's go with you. Have times changed that much? Or, I mean, what do you think? Is this lady on point or has she bumped her head?
She bumped her head because it depends on what city you live in. See, if she's back in the country where there's like 300 people, you can probably get away with that. But if she lives in a major city, you're not getting away with that. That's pretty much what that is.
That's interesting. That's interesting. So it depends on where they live. Okay. Kim, we're going to go to you and get your thoughts, and then we'll give Ms. Blake the last word. What do you think? I mean, is this woman on point? What do you think? All right, perhaps Kim is not there. Ms. Blake, let's go ahead and see what your thoughts are. Do you think that this woman is on point? I mean, she's sending a message to all the women out there. You know, if your man is still trying to keep you barefoot and pregnant and stuck in his old-fashioned ways, you know, which is tonight's topic, then you should reevaluate your relationship because you just might not be getting much out of your relationship and even your marriage because times have changed. I mean, it sounds really good to me. What do you think, Ms. Blake?
Well, you know, I often talk about all about me and me standing for mutual enhancement. There's no mutual enhancement going on if there's only one partner that's benefiting from the relationship. So, yes, women or men, if that's the case, reevaluate your relationship if you're doing all the giving and you're not getting anything.
Okay, I think that sounds real good. Let me just go quickly and ask a quick question here. And, you know, this will tie in maybe with some yes or no answers. Let me go to Rose first and ask. Rose, you know, tonight's topic, should old-fashioned traditions still be expected in today's relationships or marriage? Just quickly, yes, no, and why, briefly.
No, times have changed.
All right, I think that the lady got it right also. Let's try for Tim one more time. Tim, are you there? All right, we've disconnected with Tim. Ms. Blake, just a final word on that. Should old-fashioned traditions still be expected in today's relationships or marriage?
No, you have to change with the times.
All right, okay. And on that note, we are out of time. And I'd just like to just say this here. I would just like to say this here, that, you know, it's been said that unless a person learns to change with the times, keeping their spiritual beliefs in perspective, it will become victimized by the times. So once again, there's an old saying that unless a person learns to change with the times, they will find themselves becoming victimized by the times. You know, of course, keeping your spiritual beliefs in perspective. And so, you know, I mean, when you think about it, on something as serious as that, old-fashioned, traditions still be expected in today's relationships or marriage? I say no. And, of course, every situation is different, but I don't think anybody should be out there, whether it's a man or a woman, trying to control another person whom they should look at as their equal and not anyone to be subservient to them. And even when it comes to talking about submissive, submissive is when, to me, this is just my opinion, is when, of course, someone deserves you to submit to them. And that doesn't mean, in my opinion, that you're trying to make them a doormat. It means you're trying to treat them with respect and equality, just as you want them to treat you. And you know what? It doesn't mean that the man has the final word. Oftentimes, men don't. Women usually are running things. And wise men often know that. So I just like to say, you know, should old-fashioned traditions still be expected in today's relationships of marriage? I don't think, not the old times. We need to step up and learn to modify our times when it comes to our relationships of marriage. Otherwise, we will be victimized by those times. All right, I hope, trust that you've enjoyed the show as much as I have tonight. And I look forward to joining with you all either this Friday for your half-hour inspirational program. Of course, if you choose to bypass this Friday, join us next Tuesday once again live for the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. So until either this Friday or next Tuesday, I say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God.